Earlier this month, Milt Schmidt passed away. And when that happened, John Chick Webster of Mattawa became the oldest living former NHLer at 96 years young. We had a chance to talk to John and his son, Rob, yesterday. And let's start with Chick Webster. So have a lot of people been calling now that you're the oldest living former NHLer?
Well, yeah, that's a hell of a way to get... Do I get a trophy for that? I wonder.
Well, we just thought, I mean, we thought it was pretty cool. I mean, like...
It is pretty cool. I got a lot of stories I could tell, but I just... A guy here came, he phoned me.
Okay.
He phoned my son first.
Okay.
And Rob, my son, said, do you want to talk to this guy? I forget his name now.
Mm-hmm.
I said, okay, but that's... Don't keep telling people to phone here.
and here we
are. And he knew more about where I played than I could remember.
You played in the golden age of the NHL. I mean, you played for the Rangers, right?
I was going to play for Boston, and I went to training camp, and you weren't around, of course. My last year as junior was 1939. So I met Milt Schmidt there, that just passed away, of course, and... I got to know him well, but the next year I was supposed to go back. I joined the Army. I thought, oh, well, it's only going to last a year. It
wow.
lasted four. So when I got out of the Army, it was 1946. I thought my hockey days were over, but I got a call from the Rangers. They wanted me to go to training camp, which I did, and they sent me to New York. There's a team called the Rovers there. And they were all junior kids, just out of junior. I was 26 years old at the time. But then they sent me to their American League club, New Haven, and called me up when I was 30 years old. And I was doing all right, except in about the half of the season was over. I got my arm broke and broken bones in my hand, and that was the end of that. Then I played with Cincinnati, which was the best team I played for with. I mean... That's part of it.
That was the Mohawks, right?
Yes, that's right. I think that's what they were called then, yeah.
John, you have made Mitch's day talking to us this morning.
Oh.
Thank you.
That's so cool that we have a guy like yourself who played for so many years. It's very, very cool. Very cool. I'm reading Wayne Gretzky's book right now, and he talks about some of the hockey.
He was a pretty good player.
Yeah,
like
he wasn't bad, eh?
He was all right.
But I just love the history of hockey.
Well, you know what? You know why he lasted so long? He had guys on the wing there that looked after him.
Yeah, exactly.
He never got hit, I don't think.
He didn't end up getting a broken arm like you.
The only good thing about me getting my broken arm, I was playing against Gordie Howe, and I got to know him. I don't know if it was worth a broken arm or not, but I got to know him.
Wow.
Well, he said he was sorry. No, it was the guy on his line.
That's a great story. That is John Chick Webster, now the oldest living former NHLer at 96. After we talked to Chick, we had a chance to talk to his son, Rob.
Well, when we talked to your dad, he said that you were probably headed for your morning skate. Did your dad have a big influence on you playing hockey?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, my probably earliest recollections would have been him playing senior hockey down around North York, Willowdale, and Stouffville. I'd have been too young when he was playing professional.
Is there a hockey family you played? Like, do your children play? Like, is there a sort of a legacy there for the whole family as far as hockey's concerned, Rob?
Well, my dad's brother, he was with the Leafs in 1943-1944, and then I just played regular hockey like most kids, minor and junior B, and my boys all played hockey, and my grandsons are playing now, so and we family relatives from North Bay here, like Roger Lafreniere and my nephew Jason, they all played NHL.
Big thanks to John and Rob Webster for talking to us, getting a little bit of a history lesson on some local hockey.